You're listening to Faith with Friends podcast, where we talk about faith, relationships, and spiritual growth. Welcome to our circle and the conversation where we seek to know God and make Him known. Now, here's your host, Lisa Lorenzo.
Welcome back, friends, and thank you for joining us for these 40 days that we're setting apart every single day to seek God out through the scriptures. Well, as I shared in the first episode of this series, I've invited some of my friends to come in and share what's on their heart, what verses are encouraging them, and what they're hearing from the Lord. Today is one of those days, so I hope that you find a quiet place, sit back, and allow the Lord to speak to your heart. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Faith with Friends. This is Tatiana Pino, and I want to share today Psalm 40, verses 1, 2, 3. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the mud and mire. He set my feet upon a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him. I sent this passage of scripture to someone a long, long time ago who was struggling with an addiction. He was certainly in a pit, in a very dark place. Thankfully, today he is in a better place. I too myself have found myself in a pit, not of my own doing. There were many things done to me that placed me there. So I know what a pit is and what it feels like to be in one. So when I read this first sentence of this verse, which states, I waited patiently, wow, I thought, to wait patiently in a struggling situation where you don't see how you will get out is really hard and difficult, but extraordinary. I think when you're in a pit, what else can you do but cry out to the only one who is able and to wait patiently for him? God does grow our endurance in these pits of life, and he grows our faith. But our faithful God, in the next sentence, comes to our rescue. He lifted me out of the mud and mire. He comes and lifts us up from the pit and sets our feet upon a rock. He gives us a firm place to stand. He just doesn't take you out. He gives you a place that you can stand solidly, confidently, healed, restored, steady. I think we've all walked on shaky ground, and there's nothing like walking on that firm foundation that you can stand with your head held high. That firm foundation is Jesus. He's leading the way and making sure of that firm foundation for our lives. Isaiah 43:19 says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." Jesus, who does immeasurably more than we can ever think or imagine, not only sets us on a firm foundation, but puts a new song in our mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. So he gives us joy, right? We want to sing. We're jumping up with joy after we experience God's rescue. He fills us with a new sense of purpose, a new perspective, and he does it all himself. We see in these verses a God who hears us. He hears our prayers. He hears our cries. A God who rescues us. A God who provides for us, resulting in us joy and thanksgiving. 1 Peter 5:10 says, "And the God of all grace, who called you into his eternal joy in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast." As others around us see God's deliverance and what it produces in us, which is joy and gratitude, it allows them to see God's goodness, and it leads others to fear and trust God, right? So what happens to us and how we react has a direct impact in our circle of family and friends, and it can inspire others to follow Christ. Psalm 69:30, "I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving." Exodus 9:16 says, "But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth." We are called to share what God has done in our lives and to be a witness of his goodness and power. During this Lent season, whether you are in one of life's pits or have just been rescued from one, Let us continue to place our eyes and trust in Jesus, the one who overcomes all things. God bless you all.
Thanks for joining us for today's Faith with Friends podcast. We hope you will like and subscribe as we continue the conversation. Follow us on Instagram at Faith with Friends. If you enjoyed this podcast, would you forward to your friends so our circle will continue to grow?